Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name is Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Tammy Strom, with degrees in both kinesiology and nutrition and 18 years expertise in health and wellness. And we've been talking about healthy weight management, the truths and the myths, and before the break, we determined the differences between overweight and obesity and how men and women have different fat management requirements and how people, they're sincere in their attempts to lose weight, but oftentimes they sincerely fail. Now, we know that there's really no simple solution and there's a lot of factors that go into weight gains and the battle of the bulge, but there's a supplement called MegaBurn. And Tammy, there's a couple of terms that we'd like to determine. One is called thermogenesis. Can you explain what that is briefly?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thermogenesis, in putting it very simply, is really about increasing the body's ability to expend calories or expend energy in the form of heat. So, I mean, typically when we think of thermogenesis, we're thinking of using fat as a fuel source, and we're thinking of ingredients or, you know, nutraceuticals or foods or exercise activities that someone would engage in that basically enable the body to rev up its engine and use fat more as a fuel source in particular. That's the goal, especially when it comes to fat loss.
And then there's another term called nootropics. Can you briefly explain what that is?
Yeah, nootropics in particular, and I'm particularly referring to nutraceutical nootropics, which really is nutritional nootropics. And what they essentially are is natural cognitive enhancers. When we think of sort of in the pharmaceutical world, we hear words like modafinil, and we hear words like Adderall and things like that. Those are completely separate from this category. When we're talking about nutraceutical nootropics, we are talking about natural ingredients like mushrooms, ingredients derived from tea, that actually increase our cognitive abilities in one way or another based on their unique properties.
So this is a combination in this MegaBurn that of the thermogenesis and nootropics. There's a combination in here.
There is. And what I like about MegaBurn in particular is that it is a really intelligent thermogenic fat burner, and I kind of laugh because really now that I say that, I'm like, it's a play on words, right? We're talking intelligent with the cognitive, yeah. And then thermogenic, but also just the way it's thought out in terms of how the ingredients impact the system. In particularly when we're looking at one of the primary elements in MegaBurn, we're looking at a combination of caffeine and also a combination of an ingredient called theacrine. Now, when we traditionally think of caffeine, you know, which we might drink from tea or coffee, you know, what's important to delineate here is that caffeine anhydrous is a more concentrated form of that caffeine, and it's allowing you to get the benefits with caffeine to boost metabolism, which helps with thermogenesis. So caffeine has been shown in more concentrated form to increase the body's ability to burn fat as a fuel source. It also helps improve exercise tolerance. So people notice that just exercise seems easier. And naturally, because it is a nervous system stimulant, as we've all experienced when we drink a cup of coffee, it increases energy. But one of the pitfalls with caffeine or coffee on its own is that there are side effects. And those side effects are things like habituation, where the body adapts and you need higher and higher amounts. Other side effects are things like anxiety and jitters that people can get. So they can feel shaky, they can feel kind of foggy-minded from that perspective. And also, the caffeine itself effects can be short-lived, and then they can find themselves crashing. When we add in theacrine, which is actually theacrine from the kuchu tea leaf, it's also existing in other forms of tea as well, but basically theacrine is the pure source trademark name for theacrine, where all the research has been done on the effects of theacrine and how it works, is it has a beautiful synergy that's non-stimulant because it's chemically similar, its compound structure is similar to caffeine, but the beauty of it is that it basically does things like it helps reduce the fatigue effect. So it eliminates the habituation. It reduces the fatigue effects from caffeine. So when someone's drinking coffee, we have adenosine receptors that become activated, and that eventually leads us to have fatigue because the coffee effects wear off. But theacrine, when used in conjunction with caffeine, will inhibit those adenosine receptors. So basically, it's prolonging the energy and thermogenic effects of the caffeine in the body. Plus, theacrine has been shown to also boost neurotransmitters. So it's a very clean energy, reduces fatigue. It's not a stimulant, so you're not getting elevated blood pressure or heart rate, but also it helps with boosting dopamine uptake in the brain. So dopamine is sort of our reward center. So it's a nootropic that actually just sort of wakes you up and gets you feeling more motivated and rewarded, but because it works with caffeine, it stays longer in the body.
Now, how much caffeine would be in a single capsule or two capsules?
Yeah, so in one capsule, the caffeine, you have 100 milligrams, and in a two-capsule dose, you have a 200 milligram. So what I want to put on perspective here, especially to those coffee drinkers out there and even the tea drinkers, it's really good to put this in perspective. If you're someone who, let's say, drinks a Tim Hortons coffee, as an example, we're Canadians here, so we'll use a Canadian beverage. A medium coffee alone is giving you 205 milligrams of caffeine. For those of you who drink a large, it's 270 milligrams of caffeine, and even a small Tim Hortons is 140 milligrams. So if one capsule is 100 milligrams, most people, if they're drinking coffee, are getting more than that in that coffee. And on a steep tea, if you're looking at a small, medium, large, or extra large, you're going from a 60 milligram up to 140 milligrams. So it's a very modest amount of caffeine when compared to espressos and certain other beverages out there. But what really counts is the synergy that it has with theacrine and other ingredients that are in the formula.
Yeah, and that's where I like to touch on, like, these, there's a bit of a list here of other ingredients. And as we go through these, what we're going to find is that they're very specific to the brain. So tell us, Tammy, then, why is a supplement for the brain so important for weight loss?
Yeah, excellent. Great question. And absolutely, because in this day and age with weight loss, in general, it's a big part psychology. And especially when it comes to when we're thinking about people who are trying to eat healthier, maybe drink more water, get more protein. We also know that a lot of people who are carrying extra weight have maybe been indulging in too many processed foods and too much sugar. So when they start to cut out sugar and more processed foods, they're going to also go into some kind of withdrawal effects, right? And a lot of times those headaches and fatigue, that affects the body, that can affect people's willpower, right? And also if they haven't made it a habit and it's something they desire, but it takes anywhere, depending on the research, anywhere from 21 days upwards to 90 days to really concretize a habit. So you really want to make sure that you're doing things to sort of make it easier to be successful. So when you're doing something like a nootropics, where you're nourishing the brain, where you're going to support healthy dopamine levels, so there's going to be more reward, there's going to be more energy, there's going to be more motivation, exercise will seem easier, your thinking will seem clearer, so you're more likely to be conscientious in your choices, or my favorite word is intentional, meaning that when it comes down to choosing, you know, maybe some lean chicken breast and some vegetables with some healthy fats versus, you know, a processed bagel with a whole bunch of cheese on it, you're going to maybe make a more conscientious choice as to what's going to lead in a better direction for fat loss. So that's where there's tremendous value with having the nootropics in there as well.
So two of those nootropics is, one is carnitine and the other one is lion's mane. And
yes,
both cross the blood-brain barrier. Why is that part of the formula?
Yeah, well, acetyl L-carnitine in particular is very popular. It's been used for many years for seniors for helping with memory, for helping with nourishing the neurons, for improving mood and focus, so really enhancing mental energy. And with the blood-brain barrier, the brain is very safely guarded as to what gets into the brain. So what's really important is that ingredients that we're desiring to have a cognitive effect need to be able to pass that barrier and get into the brain. So acetyl-L-carnitine does that very successfully and is been shown to be neuroprotective. So memory, mood, focus, all those kind of benefits we see with the acetyl-L-carnitine. With lion's mane, that's another one that is also classified as a nootropic. And lion's mane in particular, some of the key things is that it's been shown to nourish the neurons, so improve communication between the neurons. So there's better conversations going on between the left and right hemispheres of the brain, better blood flow, which results in better focus, better memory, all those types of things that make lion's mane sort of a preference in this types of formula. Generally, people who are using lion's mane just notice they feel more focused and more clear-headed, which is really important to have it in conjunction with this formula, and it does cross the blood-brain barrier.
Two other elements are bacopa leaf and choline. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, bacopa is one of those one that kind of it kind of fits in two categories. It is a little bit nootropic, but it's technically classified as an adaptogen by category. So when I was sort of talking about the cognitive benefits and talking about, you know, our minds and how our minds need support, we also know stress is a huge barrier to success in fat loss because of the effect that it has on boosting stress hormone, and there's a whole separate conversation you can get into talking about adrenal health and hormones and where it can cause challenges with weight loss. But what's beautiful about this formula is, you know, bacopa in there also in conjunction with two other ingredients we'll get into in a minute, work really, really well in terms of improving the activity of certain brain chemicals that help with thinking, learning, and memory. But it also does share some adaptogenic properties in terms of modulating the ability to manage stress. So helping the body adapt to stress in a positive direction, no matter what type of stress you're dealing with. Choline is an extremely important nutrient that actually is present in a lot of tissues in our body. And when I say a lot of tissues, I mean not just the brain. We're talking liver, nerve, muscle movement, you know, a whole bunch of functions. But in the brain in particular, it plays a role in creating acetylcholine, which is a very important neurotransmitter for mental focus. So helping the brain function optimally, clarity, focus, concentration. So we wanted to add that in there. And on a side note, there's some evidence pointing in the direction that people who are like vegetarian, who don't eat any kind of meat sources or are under a lot of stress, might be on the low side with choline. So that's another benefit to have it in this formula because it kind of just supports the baseline of all the other ingredients that are in the formula.
There's two other ingredients, astragalus root and the Siberian ginseng. We're really pressed for time, Tammy. Can you give us a real brief overview on those?
Absolutely. Well, since I touched on the bacopa, the astragalus, again, is that adaptogenic, and you want things to support and nourish the adrenals and help the body modulate and manage stress, and that's what astragalus really does. Siberian ginseng, different from Panax and American ginseng, also acts as an adaptogen, and it's been shown to be really beneficial for mental exertion, strenuous exercise, boosting oxygenation to the cells. So again, it's kind of creating a whole entire formulation where you're supporting the system mentally, adrenally, metabolically.
So Tammy, we're really at the end here. So any summarizing comments on healthy weight management regarding the truths and the myths?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the most key things I will always say is what's important to note is you need to do what's right for you, and you want to set your goals and remember that there's no magic bullet. You got to set your goals, set your intention, and expect that it's going to take time to see results, but that's what's going to make it sustainable. It took a while to get to that point. It's going to take a little while to get back. So have faith and stay focused.
Tammy, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Tammy Strome, University of Western Ontario graduate with degrees in kinesiology and nutrition, and a former Canadian figure champion and retired IFBB women's bodybuilding pro. And we've been talking about MegaBurn, which is a thermogenic to help the body boost its metabolism, and the nootropics that help with the cognitive side of weight loss. And right now at The Healthy Habit, you can buy one and get one 50% off, which is really great savings for this dynamic supplement. So you've been listening to Insights for Health, and we know it's difficult to catch all the information the first time. So to re-listen to this interview with Tammy Strome, just visit our website, thehealthyhabit.ca, click on Radio Show, and scroll down to Weight Management, Truths and Myths. And while you're at the website, click on The Next Level and subscribe to our e-newsletter to keep you informed of special offers, product information, and upcoming events. And the subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. Thank you for listening to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.